Hello and welcome back to the Real Estate BS audio blog. I am your host, Sir Ashley, and today's question or topic is, are these house buying companies like OfferPad or Opendoor a good option for me to sell my house in Charlotte or anywhere else in the nation? But before we jump into today's topic, I want to tell you who this audio blog is for and who I am. Quickly, this audio blog is for everyone. It's for any and everybody throughout their real estate journey. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or seller, or an experienced real estate veteran, whether you're an agent, investor, or wholesaler. And who I am? Well, I'm Sir Ashley Harrison. I am an investor and an agent based here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been full-time in real estate for about 8 years now. I'm the author of a couple real estate books and the owner and founder of Sir Ashley Real Estate and FairHouseOffer.net, which is a house buying company, an investment company that buys houses up and down the East Coast and some in Southern California, the Los Angeles area, but primarily in the Carolinas and in the Charlotte area. Now that we got that out of the way, let's jump into today's topic. Are these house buying companies like Opendoor or OfferPad a good option for me to sell my house here in Charlotte or surrounding? Well, the answer to the question is it depends. Now, house buying companies such as Fair House Offer, my own company, Opendoor or OfferPad are all good options for the certain individual. Now, they're perfect options if your property needs a lot of work and you want to sell quickly and hassle-free. Meaning, if your property needs a new HVAC, it needs a new roof, it has significant major damages, yes, it would be easier just to sell it to an investment company like Fair House Offer, Opendoor, OfferPad, so you don't have to worry about spending or shelling out that money if you don't want to. And you get to close on your time frame, and it makes the whole process very simple and easy. But I've seen a lot of the ordinary average person with a house in good to great condition, reaching out to our company, Fair House Offer, Opendoor, or even OfferPad, trying to sell their house quickly. And if you ask me, that is just not the wise thing to do. Yes, you get the security of knowing your house is sold, but if you just talk to an experienced professional, real estate professional, that is very knowledgeable of the area and the demographics and how properties are sold and the average time on market, you could get way more money in your pocket by just going with an experienced, knowledgeable real estate agent. Now, a lot of investors on here may get mad at me or a little upset, but the truth is, when you sell your home to an investor, you're not gonna get retail price. Now, even when you sell with Opendoor or OfferPad, they give you a price. Actually, I just talked to this young lady. They gave her a price. They told her they would give her $235,000 for her property. $235,000 for her property. But in their offer, they took out 6% fees. So while they said they'd offer her $235,000, they're really only giving her around $222,000, $223,000, which is exactly what other investors will offer her. But it just sounds good when they say $235,000, but if you read the fine print, they're actually offering you in the $220,000s, low $220,000s. My recommendation to that young lady was, look, anytime you're looking to sell your home, it's typically planned out. You typically have time and you know exactly what you're gonna do. It's not like all of a sudden, oh, I need to sell my house next Tuesday. No. So I recommend you reach out to an agent, look at the market, ask them to explain the market to you, see how long properties in your price range stay on the market, and how long it typically takes them to sell it. Now, this typical property that I'm using as an example, it's in a neighborhood, a very highly desired neighborhood, and properties typically stay on the market for less than 10 days, and they go for $250,000 or higher. So in that scenario, I told the young lady, the property owner, look, in order to get you the most money, how about we do this? how about we list your property at the higher price range? Actually, list it a little lower, around 243 to 248, just to get people in the door. List your property for a short period of time, anywhere from 2 weeks to only 1 month, which should be ample time considering the market and the statistics and the averages, because the average home stays on the market for 10 days before it is under contract. And by doing so, you get to see if you can obtain a higher price point and put significantly more money in your pocket. By doing so, they get the opportunity to put anywhere from $13,000 to $17,000 more dollars in their pocket in the same time frame. So I know I used that example and I might have lost some of you in the process. Bottom line is, if you're thinking about selling your home and it's in reasonable condition, meaning it doesn't have any major repairs that need to be done or any major damage issues, I recommend, yes, reach out to an investment company like mine, Fair House Offer, or Open Door OfferPad, and see what their offer will be. But then also talk to a real estate professional and see what you can get if you list your property on the retail market. And ask them, make sure you get somebody that is very knowledgeable and understands the numbers, and see how much money you have you could potentially be leaving on the table. And if you plan properly, you will know, hey, if I sell it on the retail market, it typically takes 3 weeks for everything to go through, or even a month. So just plan backwards. You know, you have a month to put your property on the market, get it sold, and then still be in your new home or new location. And if it doesn't work out, you can then take that offer from Fair House Offer or Open Door or OfferPad, and you can still move on your time frame. I hope this was helpful, and I hope you gained some insight on companies, well, the We Buy House companies or investors such as Fair House Offer, Open Door, or OfferPad, and who they are for. And yes, they do provide a benefit, but you have to outweigh the cost of that benefit. And like anything, do your due diligence. Make sure it's the right option for you, whether it is going with an agent for a limited short amount of time to see if you can get max dollar, or you can always fall back on those investment companies to buy your property. If you have any questions or want to learn or talk about something else, feel free to reach out to us. Email is sir@sirashley.com. I'm also on social media on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at sir_realestate. Feel free to like, subscribe, and to share this audio blog with your friends and family, because I'm not sure about where you are, but here in North Carolina, we buy house companies such as Fair House Offer, Open Door, and OfferPad are getting a lot of attraction, a lot of interest from potential home sellers. And I think this will help them making the wise decision or best decision for themselves, and to potentially put the most money in their pocket in the same time frame. Until next time, talk later. We'll be right back.